good sense. Philintus against Alcestis. Mediation offered between the false and the true. Explanation, admonition, rather haughty extenuation, which, because it is mingled with blame and excuse, thinks itself wisdom and is often only pedantry. A whole political school called the Golden Mean has been the outcome of this. As between cold water and hot water, it is the lukewarm water party. This school, with its false depth on all the surface, which dissects effects without going back to the first causes, chides from its height of a demi-science the agitation of the public square. If we listen to this school, the riots which complicated the affair of 1830 deprived the great event of a portion of its purity. The revolution of July had been a fine popular gale, abruptly followed by blue sky. They made the cloudy sky reappear. They caused that revolution, at first so remarkable for its unanimity, to degenerate into a quarrel. In the revolution of July, as in all progress accomplished by fits and starts, there had been secret fractures. These riots rendered them perceptible. It might have been said, ah, this is broken. After the revolution of July, one was sensible only of deliverance. After the riots, one was conscious of a catastrophe. All revolt closes the shops, depresses the funds, throws the exchange into consternation, suspends commerce, clogs business.